That's Sydney, the laughing kookaburra at Zoo Montana, just one of over 80 animals that live at the only zoological and botanical park within a 500-mile radius of Billings. And she could be announcing that her home on the west end of Billings was just granted accreditation by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Independent Accreditation Commission. Zoo Montana's executive director, Jeff Ewalt, says the recognition is a big deal.
Out of the thousands of animal facilities around the country, only just over 200 are accredited. So really what it means, it's a gold stamp of approval that we're doing things right. We're taking what we're doing here seriously. And it helps us to really, I guess, gratify all the hard work that we've put in.
The accreditation helps with securing grants, lowering insurance rates, and ease in housing animals loaned from other zoos. Zoo Montana was accredited at one time, but AZA revoked it back in 2011, citing, among other things, the financial and internal struggles of the zoo. Ewalt says it was a dark day in the zoo's history, but he said over the past 8 years, he, staff, and the zoo's board of directors have worked to turn the zoo around. This year, the zoo submitted a new application. In May, it was visited by a three-person team of trained zoo and aquarium professionals who evaluated such things as the facility's operations, animal care, staff training, and safety of visitors in its detailed report. They praise Zoo Montana for the buy-in by staff and volunteers, the educational programs provided by the zoo, and the financial diversity.
That they loved the fact that we were able to diversify our finances, our financial picture, and bring in revenue other ways other than admission. And as an organization that doesn't receive any kind of tax dollars or what have you, that was important for us to do. And for them to recognize that on that level really meant a lot to us.
To continue to receive this accreditation, Zoo Montana and all other zoos with accreditation must reapply every 5 years. Zoo Montana first opened its doors on its 70-acre complex nearly 20 years ago. Kate Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.